I'm grateful to God that He does guide us and He does lead us. And He says that we're never alone. He never leaves us alone. He says, I'll be with you always. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful for that because He's our partner, He's our friend, He's our guide. There's a song that we sang the other day, Our Great Savior, on page 23, and there's a verse there that I remember being reminded of back years ago. And it says, Jesus, what a guide and keeper, while the tempest still is high, storms about me, night o'ertakes me, He my pilot, hears my cry. And years ago, of course, as you grow in Christ, you try to learn to hear God's voice. You try to follow His voice on a daily walk, but also especially on those points in time, pivotal points in your life, when you have to make certain decisions and knowing what God wants you to do. And I remember in Nonantum at one of the services, and Brother Phil Walfo was my counselor, and just sensing God's presence, God's calling. God's call for me is to serve Him. However He leads, whatever He wants, whatever that may be, just to serve Him. And of course, He's opened up the opportunity to serve Him in China through teaching and through sharing. But I remember as a young person that just feeling that sense of God saying, God, I want you to serve me. And saying yes to that. You know, it's that partnership between us and God that God, I believe, is always speaking. He's always talking to us. He's always there. Whether it's through nature, certainly through His Word, through people, through circumstances. And He's always talking, but sometimes we're not listening, or maybe we're only listening what we want to hear. And He calls. And even as we sang in some of these songs, follow, I will follow thee. He calls. He gives us guidance. He speaks to our hearts as we are ready to hear, as we're ready to listen, as we're ready to follow. I found, at least in my life, that until I'm ready to surrender, He doesn't always give that guidance. And I know at camp here, one of the themes is just surrender. Giving our lives to God, not just in salvation, coming to Him, but giving the rest of our lives. That do we really believe that our lives are not our own, but they belong to Jesus. And so as we live our life, it is a continual sacrifice, continual living sacrifice that we give it to God and say, God, okay, it's not my own. Whether I feel good today or whether I feel positive about a circumstance or doing something or not doing something, Lord, that really doesn't matter. It's not necessarily how I feel, it's what You want. It's what You want. Lord, if I'm surrendered to You, You will guide me. And so I'm challenged again and again, and I just want to challenge each of us to, again, surrender, because that's when God guides us. That's when He directs us. And that verse in that song was back when I was about 18 years old. I just graduated high school, and I came to camp for 2 weeks, I thought. And God spoke to me, and I said, God, you know, what do You want me to do? I believe my life is Yours. It's not just going through the traditional things that people go through or going through life as everyone else goes, but Lord, You speak to me. I know You. You know me. Lord, I believe that You will lead and guide me in Your plans and purposes. And so He put it into my heart to work here. And it, a little unusual, maybe out of high school, but He put it into my heart. And so I said, Lord, yes, I will follow You. And great opportunities just being here at camp those 3 years, and just growing in God, maturing in God, and just taking in the richness of His Spirit and just knowing Him. And from there, then again, the next step in guidance, you know, He spoke to me, and God, I just believe You. I trust You. I remember a verse. Sometimes, well, there's two things. One is, there's sometimes when you hear God's guidance, you wonder, is that God? Was that God? Is He really leading in that way? But you know, as you seek Him, as you look to Him, many times He gives you assurance or confirmation. And I know that song, page 23, Our Great Savior, that was something that I would pray sometimes. So that was something I would sing when I would start to maybe wonder, God, are you guiding me or directing me? And it's something that I would choose to believe. And then in Psalm 32, there was a verse also that he gave to me at a pivotal point of following him. And in Psalm 32, it says, I will teach you and guide you in the way that you should go. I will guide you by my eye. And that kind of spoke to me, Lord, yes, you do guide us. You do direct us as we are yielded, as we are surrendered, as we are willing to say yes at any age, willing to say yes to God. He will use us for his glory and for his honor. And that verse spoke to me too, to say, Lord, it's not just you speaking, but it's me also looking. It's looking to you. It's hearing your voice. It's knowing what God wants you to do. And it's looking to him to say, okay, Lord, you are guiding and directing. And it's that keenness. It's so many times we want to take the reins. In Psalm 32 it says, don't be like the horse or the mule that has to have a bit in the mouth and being pulled this way or that way. The horse maybe doesn't want to go there, but he's pulled that way. And so because of the pain in his mouth, he yields. God says, don't be like that. I don't want you to follow me like Jonah, where it's because of pain that you want to follow me. And okay, God, you know, I guess serve you or die. Well, okay, I'll serve you. No, he wants much more than that. He wants that friendship, that fellowship, that servant that says, yes, Lord, I know you, and I want to serve you out of love. Not obligation, duty, or tradition, but out of love. And so, Lord, yes, I want to follow you. I want to serve you. And I thank God for his guidance, no matter how old you are. I think of a story of, I think her name was Evelyn Hatfield. And she was about 70 years old, and she went to the pastor in her church and says, you know, I want to teach Sunday school. And he kind of said, well, maybe you're a little too old. And so she said, Lord, what can I do for you? And she was outside of her house. I think she was near maybe a university. And she was outside her house tending to her garden, doing her flowers. And a Chinese young man came by and they began talking. And then another one came and another one came. And so she began having a little Bible study with a group of university Chinese students. And just for years they would meet and they would begin to, you know, they talked. And of course I have high respect for elderly people, so they would listen. And at her funeral, I believe the story goes, there was hundreds that came. Hundreds of university students that she had ministered to or spoken to. So no matter how old we are, young, middle-aged, old, doesn't matter. God says, okay, I can use you. I think of my son Caleb, his name, of course, coming from the Bible. And Caleb in the Bible was 80 years old. And he said, give me the mountains. Give me the mountains that I will conquer those inhabitants in the promised land. And so he took the challenge and he followed God. So I'm grateful that we're not alone, that God is with us. The Spirit is our comforter and our guide. And he can guide us each step of the way. And that he can help us to do his will, his plans, and his purposes.